Ramsey TV.
The following truth, I'm going to have to attribute to Scott Hickel. Yeah, I don't want to. Rather than take credit for it myself, but I can't do it. I heard this from Scott Hickel at the conference. Boy, it was a doozy. It was a winner. I got to give it to him. Good job, Scott. I'm not going to steal it, brother. Why would I? Credit to where credit is due. Oh, by the way, this is Martin Zender. Welcome to Tuesday's show. So, there we were at the South Carolina conference, and Scott Hickel was giving a talk on the purpose of evil. By the way, one of the best talks, if not the best talk I've ever heard on the purpose of evil. Good job, Scott. And if you want to hear it, just go to my videos. Go to the South Carolina videos. I don't know which one it is. It'll be the one that says Scott Hickel, purpose of evil. Click on that. You'll find it. So, we always say, and I always say, the purpose of evil is contrast. And that's true. Because we don't know good apart from evil. I know we say that all the time. And it sounds so pedestrian, so ordinary now. But this is a revelation that few people on the planet have come to. Even those who claim to be able to explain evil. The greatest philosophers, so-called philosophers in the world, they can't explain it because human philosophy is worthless. Worthless, I think. But we have it, and it's that simple. Contrast, of course, the big thing everybody misses, especially the Christians. Ah, there I go, criticizing Christianity again. By this, you know that I am Martin Zender. Welcome to MZTV. They think that evil and sin and death are eternal, so therefore, if one thinks that, one can't come to the conclusion that these things are necessary in order to display their opposites, and then they're done away with. I mean, you can't believe they're necessary if they stay. We believe they're done away with. Thus, we can dig the purpose of evil in displaying contrast if the negative side of the contrast is eventually done away with, and it is. So we have that advantage. So we know more than philosophers, we know more than Christians. And this knowledge is rare. And as I suggested in another video, no, I didn't suggest anything. I directly taught it. That only the Spirit of God can cause you to believe these things. Look at that color. This is Johnny Walker. Scotch. Born and raised in Scotland. So, the word Scott Hickel used blew my mind. Wrote it down. I got to do a talk on this. Just elaborate on it. He used the word capacity. I was sitting there on the side. I'm the guy running the conference, right? I'm supposed to come up with all the good stuff, right? Here comes Hickel. We all know about contrast. What does he talk about? Capacity. I'm mesmerized. I'm sitting in my seat with my mouth agape. Capacity? What's this guy talking about? What's this guy from Indiana talking about? This. And this is an addition to the contrast. It starts with a C, like contrast does, which is handy. But it's not contrast. It's something completely different than contrast. But it complements it beautifully. It's capacity. Let me run an example past you. This is original. This isn't from Scott Hickel. I came up with this myself. Let's say you're digging a hole. And the deeper you dig the hole, let's say you're making a swimming pool. You're going to make a swimming pool. So you're digging a hole. And you think, why is that guy working so hard to dig a hole? It's because the deeper you dig the hole, the bigger your swimming pool's going to be. Your swimming pool's going to be the envy of the world if you dig for days and days and just, like, practically create a lake. Or as the Beverly Hillbillies would call it, a cement pond. So by excavating the ground to a ridiculous degree, or whatever degree you want to, take it down to, you create whatever measure you go down, you create that measure of a swimming pool when it comes up, when the water is filling it. So the deeper you go, the more impressive your swimming pool is. And you can, yeah, you can apply it to going not only deep, but wide. The width and the breadth also. The harder you work, you create a capacity for more water. Are you following me? All right, now let's go to the gym. Let's go to the gym. The more you break down your muscles, like this one right here, the more you break this down in the gym, whoopsie, the more you break it down, the more damage you do to the muscle. By the way, if you didn't know that, when you're lifting weights, you're damaging the muscle. What you're doing is creating a capacity for it to build back. And anyway, when the body then rests, after the body rests, it builds back. But it only builds back in proportion to the destruction. So the more you destroy it, the more it's going to build it back, because it has to, because it wants to bring it. The body seeks equilibrium, you might say. The body seeks equilibrium. So you tear down the muscle, then when you rest, it's going to build back in proportion to the muscle you tore down. Thus, by destroying your muscle tissue, which is what you do when you work out in the gym, you've increased the capacity for repair. And when the repair takes place, you get big muscles like me. Okay? There. Now that I've laid those foundations, let's go to the HICO revelation concerning capacity. In the department of evil, sin, yes, sin, not death. I was going to say evil, sin, and death, but death, you can't do this with death. It doesn't work because there's no variation in capacity with death. You're not a little bit dead or a lot dead. You're dead. But you can be a little bit of a sinner like me, or you can be a lot of a sinner. You can have a little bit of evil in your life, or you can have a lot of evil in your life. If you have a little evil in your life, I'm sorry about your luck. It's like digging a shallow hole for a swimming pool. Do you think Jed Clampett or Granny or Jethro or Ellie Mae, you think any of them are going to be impressed with your cement pond if you just dig for 2 minutes? You're still going to get a swimming pool, but it's not going to be that impressive. But let's say you have a lot of evil in your life. What God is doing is deepening, increasing your capacity to be filled. So you are going to be filled with a greater amount of blessing of the opposite of the thing. The opposite of evil is good. So you're going to be compensated for that because the capacity to hold it is increased. You increase the capacity. You didn't do it. God did it. Increase the capacity for you to receive good. How did you do that? By digging and digging and digging and digging. It sucks now, but wait till we see the good that you get. This is why I say the Apostle Paul is the greatest member of the body of Christ. I mean, obviously, besides Christ. Did I have to say that? No. Because he got the greatest amount of evil. The lower you go, the higher you go. There's another thing. I said that. The lower you go, the higher you go. Jesus Christ, as the forerunner, as the firstborn of all creation, he went low, and so he goes the highest, because the capacity, the lower you go, you dig that hole deep, you tear down that muscle, and now there's that void, there's that vacancy, there's that cavity, and it's filled commensurate with the amount it was excavated, you see. So evil excavates us. Sin excavates us. Speaking of you, not me. And so, this should comfort those who feel like they're being inordinately burdened. Some people feel like they're being inordinately burdened by sin or evil, and they don't like it. But know this, God's digging the hole deep, and you're going to have a really impressive swimming pool or a cement pond. God's breaking down your muscle, so you're going to be like Arnold freaking Schwarzenegger. You understand? Arnold freaking Schwarzenegger in the resurrection. The ultimate Arnold Schwarzenegger is Jesus Christ, because he got torn down the most. Just got torn down the most, creating a capacity for being filled. Right? Paul's next, if you ask me. Second only to Jesus Christ. And then third is me. I've suffered tremendously. No, not really. I'm in there somewhere. I don't know where I rank. I do wonder sometimes where I rank, being completely honest with you. That's up to God. Dan Sheridan, my friend Dan, has actually shed blood for the evangel. That pissed me off when I found that out, because I'm like, what? I haven't shed blood. Yeah. Oh, well, he was at Ludington, Michigan. I'm responsible for this because I invited him to go to Ludington, Michigan, where I had done a meeting in 2007. And Sheridan came, and we really pissed off the homeowner because his wife and his son both got the truth. But every time we came to the place, I invited Sheridan over there, he would leave. And he got so upset that his wife and his son were taking in our teaching. And he was a just standard issue, classic Christian. And one day, he woke up, and there was Sheridan working on the house computer. It was the house computer. Oh, he was pissed. He took a swipe at Sheridan from the back. He came up to Sheridan, was like, whoosh, swiped him in the back. Must have not trimmed his nails, because he clipped Sheridan in the ear and Sheridan bled. Sheridan told me, I said, what, you shed blood for the evangel? Ah, I was upset about that. Why couldn't I shed blood for the evangel? Don't think I'm putting it in order, God. I'm not putting it in order for it right now. I'm just saying. So, but there it is. The lower you go, the higher you go. And the evil in your life is God creating a capacity for blessing, a capacity for glory. The more you're shamed, the more you will eventually be glorified, because it's building a capacity. It's a contrast, yeah, but that's not as deep as this. The capacity truth is deep. This is a great thing. I heard Hicko say that. My mind was blown. So, man, this guy... I was like, shit, I wish I'd thought of that. Just kidding. You know, I hope everybody knows that I'm joking. I don't care who thinks of anything. I like to play up that. Anyway, I had to say that. I hate to wink at my own jokes, so, but I just did. So, got to cover your bases these days.
I heard Martin Zender say he wish he had thought of something about somebody else.
Anyway. So whenever you're feeling the pinch, whenever you're feeling the squeeze, whenever you're feeling excavated, your soul, your heart, your mind, your strength, just being excavated, and God's throwing the dirt out, and you're going deeper and deeper into the pit, deeper and deeper into the pit. Know this, that God is creating a greater capacity in you to be filled. That's what he's doing. Look at the people in the gym. They're going, urgh. They're straining against the resistance. So what are those people hurting themselves for? They're breaking down their muscle. Yeah, but they're doing it so that when it builds back up, like me, you're amazing. You're amazing. So that's it. So when we think about evil, the purpose of it, I don't want us only to think of its necessary contrast for good. It is that. But it's also that the more evil you get, it's just giving you more capacity to be filled. And on that happy note, thank you, Scott Hicko. And thank you, Christ Jesus and the Spirit of God, which revealed this to Mr. Hicko, and he shared it with us at the conference in South Carolina. I commend these truths to you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the body of Christ, I retire for the evening. I'll publish this video tomorrow. It's Monday night as I speak. You'll get this Tuesday. Praise God. Praise Jesus Christ. And credit to whom credit is due, praise Scott Hicko.